Tanya, it says in the Braita, the opposite, but there's a Tanya, the Tanya, comma, it says over here, lo yivol adam bila lechatchila b'shamad. One is not allowed to have a first-time intercourse with a betula on Shabbat b'mnei she'oseh chavura, because he's going to be causing bleeding. V'acherim matirim, whereas others are matir. The question over here is basically whether dam betulim is considered to be the equivalent of dam anywhere else in the body, and therefore it's considered to be asiyas chabura by cutting and causing that dam to go out, or is dam considered to be the equivalent in betulim, not of blood in tissue, but rather of blood that's simply being held back the way a blister would be held back. And therefore, there would be a shiloh whether this is considered to be a normal chabura or not. So Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Avon, Ta'amun da'acherim, why do the acherim say it's mutter? Because they say that basically the person that is having intercourse is really not a vampire and has no interest in blood. He's looking for pleasure. And limalach tohu mitkaven, he's busy doing his job, you know. And me'elea na'aseh chabura, so what? I mean, it's basically a davar she'eino mitkaven. And davar she'eino mitkaven is mutter. And of course, we'll have to say that this means that it's not a psik resha, and that not necessarily is he going to cause a chabura. And we know, as the Gemara says, that it certainly is possible to penetrate without breaking betulim, except normally we say, okay, you have to be a very big bookie in how to have intercourse in order to make sure that you don't bust open a hymen. But as Shmuel said, I could do that as many times as I want because I'm a doctor and know exactly what to do. But such a thing could certainly happen to anybody, in which case it's not an adoption and a miscoming, it's not even a psikration. Asiyamar, whereas Ravasi says that it's actually osir to do b'yelachatchivan betulan. A maisa shohaya with binyamin from the city of Ginzak, Binyamin Ganzaicha, when he heard that it was Aser, Nafak Momar Mishmei de Rav, that it's Mutter. He hears that Rabasi was going around saying it's Aser. He wanted everybody to know that. Well, you should know, I know what this upstart is saying, but Rav said that it's Mutter to be Baal on Shabbos for the first time. Shomai Shmuel Vikbudolai, and Shmuel was upset that he said that, because Rav actually had never said that. Rav, according to Shmuel, had agreed that it's Osir. V'kori Eloi, and Shmuel called him, Boruch Shinigafo, Boruch Hamokom, that punished him for using the words Rav said so that people would believe him. And then when people, in other words, he was cursing him, really. And because of that, when people saw that something bad happened to him, indeed, they believed Shmuel. And now Rav, Karal Lo Yehunez, we find often that when Rav is saved by some maisa from suffering a misinterpretation of his words, so Shmuel used to say, Lo Yehunez, the tzaddik kol aven, that the schus of Rav prevented him from being used for a wrong hora'ah. Now, once again, once we're on the topic over here, of the question of dam betulim. We know that dam betulim, if we know that it's dam betulim, are in no way related to dam nida and do not cause tuma at all. And therefore, there is really no reason for us to be chayish b'yikar adin that there's a problem over here on nida, so the betula is bleeding. And not only that, each time until the wound is healed, undoubtedly, there's a good chance that bleeding will be caused by intercourse. In which case, there should be a certain amount of time where bleeding is attributed to a tear in the hymen and not to nidot. Fine. So now the question is, in nida, so over there we say that there's a difference in the age of a kala. And if a kala is still young enough that she has not had her period yet, so over there we allow her for a very long time that to assume that any bleeding is bleeding from the wound. If she was already raya, so then we give her less time. And if she had been old enough to be raya, so then if she had been raya yet, it's more time than one who had been raya and less time than one who was young enough not to even be able to be raised. So Shmuel Omar, Kol Ayi Hilchot HaDereshit HaPirka Achrayat HaNida, all of the halachos that are in the last parak of Nida are true lahalacha. However, they are not the way that people are knowing lamaisa. Because in reality, immediately after the Be'ilat Mitzvah, already we assume that she's considered to be asura to the husband, even if she wasn't Rayadam, and even if she's very young, and it was before she was mature enough to assume that she was being Rayadam Nidas. Now, Rabbi Yanai Arak, Rabbi Yanai used to be run away from any kind of giving people heter, even in the case of a tinoket shaloi giyaz mana lirot v'niseit, that he held also, like we just saw, that we cannot rely halacha lamaisa, even though that's how we paskin. The minhag is even a youngster who is less than 12 years old, we do not consider her bleeding to be reliably attributed to dam betulim. So not everybody agrees to this, however, and since the Mishnah said over there in Masechet Nida that if a woman had not been Re'adam yet, so she's allowed all 4 nights, even though she's bleeding, it's considered 100% to be dam betulim and dam nida. So bon kamei Rabbi Yochanan, so the people that held of that were in front of Rabbi Yochanan, they asked him, what would be the halacha in a case, liv'ol bi'ila shnia? So in a case where we thought that there was enough time, there was going to have hafsaka in the bleeding, and now she's Rayadam. So is that also mutter for a second time? And you're allowed all 4 nights, as it says in the Sugya in Nida? So the Talmidei of Rabbi Yochanan said, why are you even misufek in what Rabbi Yochanan held about this? Where there's a case if she was 100% bleeding from the betulah. In other words, we know that the wound had not yet healed. We're over there. We have certainly good grounds to be teila that it's dam haka. And we know that Allah Lamaisa Rabbi Yochanan never would allow people lohori even in that case. So obviously, in the case that you're asking, Rabbi Yochanan actually agreed with Shmuel, and that we don't do lamaisa against that minhag, even though the Mishnah says it's mutter. So is there any tzad at all that the livo be lashnia umarai? Well, you think he would ever have been meira halacha to be matir be a shia? So now the Gemara wants to explain what indeed they were asked. Matzrichatla. The ones who wanted to ask wanted not to know whether it would be matir. We understood it. The be'ila shnia that they were asking about was where shabo'u la yemei hefsik tahara minatayim. What they meant was that we know for the fact that she wasn't being re'adam at all. So now the question is, from the hefsik, it's clear that there was a already healing that had taken place. So suppose now she was niv'elet once again and it was bleeding. That is the question. Do we have to assume that any subsequent bleeding is considered to be dam nidas? Or do we say to be mafsik and bleeding within those 4 days is exactly what the Mishnah was telling us, that it's not considered to be well healed even if it stopped bleeding during those 4 days. Therefore, we don't have to be chayish. Omar Rabbi Abau, shushbini de Reb Shimon bar Abba Avina. I want you to know that I was the shushbin, I was the best man that was taking care of him. And when he was getting married, Reb Shimon bar Abba, and I asked Sha'ilet Rabbi Elazar, he asked me to make sure like what the din would be, whether Ma'olivo b'ilashniyah b'shabbat, after he was already veil the first time and the betulim were broken, do we still have to be afraid of making a chabura the second time? And Rabbi Elazar says, not a problem, because he held, he held of the famous halacha that Shmuel Paskin, that Shmuel says, appears at the chukah nichlas b'shabbat, afilu masheret sererot, that if there's already an opening in wall, and you could get through that opening, you're allowed to get through that opening on Shabbos, even though when you try to squeeze through, you may be knocking out additional cement and stuff, and that way the opening becomes larger. And that's not considered to be a question of binyan, and it's not definitely going to be broken. And because of this, it should be exactly the same as Be'ilah Shniya, that since you already had caused bleeding, of course it's possible that you will once again cause an additional wound. That's a suffix, and we're not going to answer the enemy's kaving in that case. And Reb Chagai said, I was a shushpin for Rabbi Shmuel from Kaputkia. Rabbi Shmuel came from the town of Kaputkia, today in Turkey, and I was Shailit Rav Hoshea, and he had the same question to ask Rabbi Hoshea, and he refused to really give him a good answer. So he avoided answering him. So then I went to Rav Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, and he told me that me'ata, now that we know that they were told not to be semet, halacha l'maisa, but only l'halacha on the Mishnah in Nida, so then we cannot tell eze dam nida, eze dam bituli. In the same way, therefore, that you would have had to assume that if she's bleeding, you're not allowed to be ba'al after that, so then the same thing should be true over here. Tani, and it says actually in the Baita, that a kala is asura leveita kol shiva. So in other words, she has to, as we do, she has to count shivas nekiyim, even on dam that came from the first abia, and only then is she, after she goes to the mikveh, able to have further relations with her new husband. And during that period, asur litol imenu koshel bracha, divrei Rabbi Eliezer, she has to assume that she's a nida l'chol davar, even in terms of passing the koshel bracha, and that's what Rabbi Eliezer says. And why is that? My time into Rabbi Eliezer. So why is he, you know, he can't follow the Mishnah? Because Rabbi Eliezer held the Evshah, Shavlo Yetzei, Dan Nida Im Dan Betulim. He held that at the time that she's bleeding, that already causes additional uterine bleeding, and because of that, there's a little bit of Dan Nidais that would be mixed in this Dan. And because of that, she, due to the trauma of the Bia and the trauma of the wound, it already is difficult to believe that it hasn't caused some kind of bleeding. Because of that, he was marked that she should be a nida mamash. Halacha Zayin. So, we saw already that sort of everybody else has one halacha, and yet Rabbi Gamliel has a different halacha. And the same thing comes up in this Mishnah again, where he was Kari Kriyat Shema, and here he also was Rachatz Laila Rishon Shemeita Ishto, even though an Ava is not allowed to wash himself, but he showered. Amrula Talmidav, Limadatenu Rabbeinu, that an Ava is Aser Lirkutz. Amarlam, that's for regular people, not for people like me. Eni Kishar Kol Adam, Istanisani, I'm an extremely delicate and spoiled person, and therefore for me it's not a Tanug, it's just an absolute necessity. And therefore he was matir the night even after the kvura. So, says the Gemara, if Ovel is Osir Berachitza, the question is whether that is everybody or that's a Das Yochit. Man Tana, that Ovel is Osir Berachitza Koshiv, huh? Rabbi Natan. However, it is a machokes. There are some who hold, but an oval is not. Osir Berachitza. So Ravani, Havilei Uvda, Ravani had, unfortunately, a maisa that he became an oval, and he came to ask Rabbi Barbaba whether he's allowed to take a shower. Vohori Le, and he paskin for him that all 7 days he's not allowed to. Kol Shiva Karabi Natan. Rabbi Yosef Havilei Uvda, a maisa of Havilas happened to Rabbi Yosef, and he asked Rabbi Barbaba going to go find out from Rabbi Acha, Megabi Rabbi Acha, what the din is. So Rabbi Bar Koit said to him, I don't know, why are you even asking? I mean, Lokein off on Rabbi. Didn't some learn this is that you taught us, but doesn't really mean it, because he was just trying to tell him something that he didn't remember. He was trying to teach it to him in a nice way. Or some learn it just means, didn't we both learn from our Rabbi that there was a Maisab with Rabbi Yohavi Le'uvda, and he asked Rish Lakish whether he was allowed to shower. And Rish Lakish also told him that the Aloch is like Rabbi Nosson, and Kol Shiva, it's awesome. So why is there any suffix? Omar Lei says Rabbi Yossi, look, it could be that basically, I mean, I did know that originally the Maisab with Rabbi Yohavi, it's possible that there were two Piske Halachas on this, in which case, for sure, we should rely on it, because we'd have a Das Rabbim that would be going Alibin Rabbi Nosson. So it could be, Dilma Trein Uvdinina, there might have been two Piskei Halachas, because I know that there is, in fact, a way to say it over the way the original said it, the Maison Reb Chiya Bar Baba, and he passed like Reb Nosson, and maybe you're saying over the same Maisa in which Reish Lakish passed for the same case, in which case we would have two shitas that followed the din Ali ben Rabbi Nosson against the Chachamim. The Od Minhada, Rabbi Abba Bar Kohen, also wanted to prove that the Halachas Reb Nosson from another Maisa, where Rabbi Chama, who was the father of Rabbi Hoshaya, he had a problem with Avilut, and he asked Rabbanan, and they also answered. So it looks like anybody who asked got the Psak L'chumra like Rabbi Nosson. So now, Rabbi Yossi wanted to know, okay, assuming that these Rabbanan are reliable, you didn't tell me who they were, you know. So Eilin Rabbanan, when you say the answer, was it Rabbanan the Hocha here in Eretz Yisrael? Was it the Rabbanan that were in Romai in the Dorum of Eretz Yisrael? Because he was in the Galil. So he's saying, Itein Rabbanan the Hocha. If you're telling me there was a Chachamim that live with us here in the Galil, so then fine, I have no problem. But if you're going to tell me that it was the Rabbanan de Romaya, so then I am wondering, you know, Rav Ravaya Kumai Vushal is a Yiraya. Is it Shayach that he had Reb Chama, great Gedalim, to ask his Shayla, and he goes to ask the Talmid Chachamim in the Doran, who are not on the same Madriga? He should have asked over here. And if you tell me that it was the Rabbanan of the Romaya, and that indeed they were Meira Isser, that doesn't make sense either. Because actually, I happen to know, and this is one thing that bothered me, that in the Dorom, they're matir enough to have a shower. And as long as it's, you know, not maybe the first night, but it doesn't make sense then that they should answer the way you're saying, Kol Shiva, you're putting it into the same context as the original Piskei Halachas. Why do I tell you that it can't be Kol Shiva? Because the Braita said, Mokum Shenar Gul Architz, Archa Hamita, places where the minig is that the Avelim are allowed to wash after they carried the Mita to the Kvura. And over there, they specifically need to begin with a tefillah, a marchitzin. Ubidaron, we know that they were marchitzin. They actually held of this brayta. In which case, why would he have said that it's usher for the whole time? Obviously, they don't know that it's usher for the whole time. In which case, it must be that it was the Rabbanan from the Galil. Omer of Yosef, a Rebbe Yavon. So now that we saw that those who are matir, some rechitza at least, we just want to be masbir, and mishu matir et rechitza zot considers the rechitza after the kvura to be the equivalent of achila v'shtia, because in order for the avel to be able to take off the ruach ra'ah from his body, which when he was carrying the mate, it became attached to him, it has to be washed off, same way we do with netilat yadayim in the morning. And therefore, it wasn't considered to be a rechitza of tanuk, and that's why they were mad. Now, Rabbi Gamliel said that he was an istinus. How did the Tema, this halacha that an oval is also a rechitza, clearly is all based on rechitza shel tanuk, which is why we're bringing in this sugya here, because it's nogea directly the maisa of Rabbi Gamliel, who said that he was an istinus. Avu rechitza she'inah shel tanuk, just like we saw the heter to wash off someone who had been carrying the mita, there, here too, if it's for the purposes of anything else but pure pleasure, it would be mutter. So Rabbi Gamliel was saying, being as he's an istinus, the rechitza for him was not a tanug, and therefore it would be mutter. Kehada, like the Maisa of Shmuel Bar Abba, where Alubo Chatatin, he had, while he was an avel, because of the fact that he wasn't washing, he started getting sores, and Atun Chayla, the Rabbi Yasa of Mar de Yisrei, do I have a right to take a shower? Omar alone, what do you mean? The loyatsri maita, well, you should drop dead. I understand what you're doing. You're going to suffer. So you should die in order to be yotze, not taking a shower. If you have this maisa, you could take a shower even on Tisha B'Av. As a matter of fact, in boy, if you need to, you could take a shower even on Yom Kippur. Because all of the yisr of rechitza on all of these days, and a kol shekein for the yavo, is only for the tainu, but as long as it's not involved in Tainug, it's mutter across the board. So it's a silly question. So it once happened that during his Avelut, people saw him going into the mikveh. Now we don't know whether maybe the reason he went to the mikveh is because he became a Balkari. So im lekiriyam lo yadin, we're not sure. Because over there, obviously, it's a tefilas mitzvah. It's nothing to do with Tainug. And maybe otherwise he wouldn't have. Or whether he held that you're allowed to jump into cold water in order to cool off. Because maybe he holds that she'en rechitzat son ein rechitzat. Could be that he holds that the only iser of rechitzat is on water that is warmed. But stam water that you're jumping into that's cold is not there at rechitzat. And in fact, Allah kalamaisa lo yadi, we do not know what is das was. Lamaisa, we do say that it's also bein rechitzas kogufo is also even in sonim. The Mefarshim explained that the Gemara is about to take for granted that we know of the Brises in other places, where this appears in Yuma and in Tainis, where the following sugya is actually brought on those Brises. It relates to our sugya over here, but it also has to do with the halacha of the fact that when it comes to visiting, like it says, a person needs to go through water in order to visit his Rebbe. So he's allowed to do so. And furthermore, it says if he gets dirty, he's allowed to wash off his feet. So based on that, and those are examples of further and younger than that, Latino, Sohori, Rebbe Abba, Kehin Tanya, like the things that were mentioned in that Braita, and that is basically the same as we just had in our sugya. Furthermore, Hori Rebbe Abba, a person, if somebody comes in on Yom Kippur, and he had been walking, and his legs are really hurting from the walk, there too he's allowed to wash them off. The mayim, and it's not considered to be ta'anug, it's considered to be necessary for relaxing his muscles. Anyway, so now we see that a type of rechitza, that is not l'shem ta'anug, is mutter for an aval. How about the other inyanim that are usher to an aval, which also might be not the same time, but which might be there for other tzrachim? So indeed, Tani, it says in the second smachot that an oval and a menuda, both of them are not allowed to wear normal leather shoes, and they're both being mahalchim badera. At the time that they're walking, they're mutarim b'ni ilata sandal. It's very difficult to walk without something on your feet. You're just barefoot on the road. But once they enter into the city, they should take off their shoes. And this is also true of anybody on Tisha B'Av or on Tainus Tzibor when they are also b'nei lasando. They too can rely on the need for protecting their feet, which is obviously not ta'anug, but b'niyat nezek, when they walk on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, or if stam, they're avelim or minuti. Now, we furthermore are about to take for granted that the reader of the Gemara here is aware of the difference in Dini Avelis between Dvorim Shebetzina and Dvorim that aren't Shebetzina. So, no, on Shabbos, there's only a Din of Avelut on Dvorim Shebetzina. Any Avelut before Hesia is not done on Shabbos. And taking that for granted, the Gemara continues, Tani, B'mokav Shenagu Lishol Avelim B'Shabbat, in places where they viewed the question of saying Shalom Aleichem as being something that would be, if you don't do it, a davar that is not seen, it's considered to be vifarhes, yeah? So it would be evident that you're avoiding shilah shalom. So they used to be shayal. And vidarom, they actually were shayal because it was a makam that they were no good to be shayal. So they considered it to be something that would be vifarhes. In a place, however, where it was something that was viewed as betzina, then of course they would not be shayim. So Rav Hoshaya Ruba, Rav Hoshaya Rabba, was Oza Lachad Atar, he came to a place with Oza Avelaya Beshufta. He saw there were Avelim walking on Shabbos. And Vishobon, he said to them, Shalom Aleichem, Omar Lon, Ani Eni Yodea, Min Hag Mekomchem. I don't know whether in this town, or just happened to be here for Shabbos, you people are noyeg to say Shalom to an Avel. I'm telling you, Shalom Aleichem, Kiminag Mekomenu. So where I come from, that's what we do. And Memela, I'm going to be doing the way I do it. So over here, it's an interesting question, because normally you're not supposed to be over on a minig of the place where you come to, but apparently if you don't know, so then you can continue to be noyeg your own minig, as long as you make it clear that I'm only doing this committing mikomeno. If I'm doing something wrong, please tell me. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chalafta, Mishabach, but Rabbi Meir, Kumitzipuroi. Rabbi Yossi was Mishabeach, and telling him how great Rabbi Meir was. He was in Tzipori, and he told them, you should know that Rabbi Meir is an Adam Gadol, Rabbi Meir is an Adam Kodesh, Rabbi Meir is an Adam Tzanua. And one time, Chatzman, Chama Velaya Beshufta, Rabbi Meir was there, and he sees Avelim walking on Shabbat. And he says to them, Shalom Aleichem, Mishalba. Amrin Lei, so they came to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chalafta, and they said, you know the guy that you claim is such a big tzaddik, and so on. This is the guy that you say is a good guy. Amalona, yes, he happens to be a great man. Well, what did he do that was so terrible? Ma Yiske. Amrin Lei, so they said, outrageous. The man was Chama Avilaya Beshufta Vesholban. It's crazy. Who ever heard of such a thing? Amalona, Rabbi Yossi said to them, do you want to know how powerful his wisdom is? I'll tell you. And he was coming, he wanted Bedaf go out of his way to teach you that your minig is wrong, and that Rabbi Meir holds you're not allowed not to be sure. And he based that on the posik, Birkat Hashem Hita Ashir. And that is what bracha, Zu Birkat Shabbat. In other words, Shabbos has such a power to give over a bracha that it can make the person rich. And furthermore, says the pasuk, "V'lo yotzif etzef," and that Birchat HaShabbat is so powerful that you are not allowed to mix any sadness with it. What is that? Zu avilut. So you see clearly from there that the bracha of Shabbos is destroyed if somebody is knowing of avilut. That's etzef, and therefore he's telling you that you're doing the wrong thing. How do we know? Kumad etema. It's we know the way that David HaMelech reacted to the death of Avshalom, that they said HaMelech was Ne'etzav HaMelech Albanos. We see the Lashon of Etzev is a Lashon of Avelut. And so instead of complaining about Rabbi Meir, you should say, wow, Mamish went out to teach us how to be good people. Ton, lo yivol adam bi'ilah l'chadchila b'shabat mipnei shu oseh habura v'yachirim atirim. And he was the reish of the pirka achraya the nida is all very true la halacha avalola maisa. Rabbi Yanai arak afilu mitinok shlogias banangirot then he said even to be matter her. Bon kamei Rabbi Yochanan mal levo beila shniya amrim litlot b'dam maka lahore levo beila shniya umorian matzrichala mishabo lemei hefsik yimei taira benatayim. And Sha'alit Rabbalaza for him, Ma'al Levo Be'ila Shnia, the Shari Lake. To Usavar Kahada de Shmuel, Shmuel Omer Pirza de Chuka, Nichtasim Ba Bishabat Afilum Masharet Tzororot. Omre Bchaga Shushbina de Rabbi Shmuel Kaput Kiavina, and Sha'ilat Rabbi Yoshia Vishara Mine. Sha'ilat Rabbi Shmuel Mar Yitzchomele Meata Ezed Dam Nida, Ezed Dam Betuli, Tini. Kala asur leveta kol shiva vasur leto mimena even kosho brocha divrei Rabbi Eliezer. My time at the Rabbi Eliezer, yefshar shelo yetze dam nida im dam betulim. Rochatz laila harishon shemeta ishto amru lo tamidav limadatenu rabinu shav alasur lirchotz amar layem eni kishar kol adam istenisani man tana vela sur brochitza kol shiva Rabbi Natan. Rabami Havaliguv the Vishal Rukhia Baraba, Vahari the Koshiva, Arthur Kravinata, Rabbi Yossi Havaliguvda, Shal Rabba Bar Kohen to go to Ravach, Alagabi Barako, Malay. What is there to ask? Lokach Alfacha, Rabami Havaliguvda Vishal Reshlokish Vahari the Kravinata and Koshiva, Amalai Dilma train uvdin inun, anun hamrle other kiobaraba, vatan hamrle other eshlokish. The od, minhara rubachama avui, the revoshai, havele uvda, shal rabbonan vaas, Rabbi Yossi, boy, well, I learn rabbonan. Rabbonan de hacha, rabbonan de romaya, and de romaya, shete beez in tema, rabbonan de hacha, necha, but in tema rabbonan de romaya. Rav Ravaya Kamai Vushal Ziraya in Temar Rabana de Ramaya Inon Sharyan Vinon Asrin the Tani Mokam Shinogal Architza Haramita Marchitzin Ubidarom Marchitzin Ome Biosi Berebiovi Mishu Matirat Architza Zot Hosea Takiachi Lavishtia Had the Tema Brachitza Shelta Anug Brachitza Shina Shelta Anug Muta Kadeshmu Baraba Alo Bokatatinotun Shinon Rabiosi Mal de Yaschei Omalan, what do you think? What do you think? To lo Yaschei Mayatub. In boy, I feel betishubo. In boy, I feel beyond Kippurim. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Rahu, Totovel. And we don't know im lekiruyo lo yadin, or im lahaker gufo, because he holds that ein rechitza tzon ein rechitza lo yadin. Or Rabbi Vaka and Tana. Or Rabbi Acha, mevo min haderecha yuraglav keotelav, mutar la rechitza vamayim. Tani Avalu Minudasha Imahim Baderach Mutarim Binilata Sandal and the Kishiyavo Alagir Yaklotsu and the same Aloch and Tishabo and Antanit Sibor. Tani Malok Shinago Lishalavin and Bishabat Shalim who be their own Shalim and Hoshaya Ruba Azalachavatar Vazavilaya Bishufta Bishobo. And he told them, look, Ani any Odea Minad Mikomchem, but I'm going to tell you Shalom Aleichem Kimidan Mikomeni. Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Chalav, the Meshabeach, the Rabbi Meir Kumet Sipuraya. Oh, Rabbi Meir is an Adam Gadol, he's an Adam Kadosh, he's an Adam Zenua. Anyway, Chad Zman Chava, Melaya Beshuvta Vesholba. Omar, hey, that's the guy that Mate Shivche. Omar, what did he do? Omar, ha, Chama, Melaya Beshuvta Vesholba. Omar, Loya, Tadmeda Mao Chele. Bolo Diachem Shein Ovo Beshabbat. Hada dichtiv birkat Hashem ita ashir, zu birkat Shabbat, v'lo yosif etzev ima zu avinut, kamo de tema, netzav hamelech, alpinah.